Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning with the Phils. They lose one last night, and it was a clunker. But that is okay. Now, unfortunately, the Brewers won. So it makes the quest for the top spot in the National League hard. Not only harder, but I'd say at this point getting a little hard. But they still got a shot. As it is, they're in a great spot for the second seed. So we'll talk some Phils today. Eagles and Rams, obviously, in 3 days. Very intriguing NFC matchup, rematch of a couple of games from last year. Jason Kelce, he'll be with us today at 7:30 for about an hour. Look forward to it all. And certainly you can join us on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Sloths poop once a week.
That's not bad.
And this is one reason. One reason. They go from the canopy where they live, the canopy meaning the tops of the trees.
Okay.
They go from the canopy to the forest floor for two reasons. One, to poop.
Okay.
And the other, if there's some sort of blockage that prevents them from passing in the canopy. Anyway, it's very rare that they go down to the ground. And you know, that's...
I was just struck by blockage when you're talking about going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, double entendre. Yeah. I mean, in some
I thought about
ways.
It, too.
Right, James?
Thought about
I mean,
it, too.
You know?
They
could be an issue.
Seem to be some... There seems to be some degree of blockage in that they are descending to the ground once every 4 to 8
well,
days.
I'll say this on behalf of those who watched the Phillies lose last night. It happens.
Mm.
Sometimes. So does blockage.
It does. So true.
It happens.
Probably
true.
Happens
it
to
happens.
Everyone, I would think.
All right. So hope you're having a good start to your day. Hopefully no blockage. Eagles. Let's start Eagles. So
Eagles could use blockage on the offense.
They could use a little bit of improvement on the offensive line. It's been a strange start, and it's been one that has been criticized in certain circles, this show, this station, this town. But we've also acknowledged many times they are 2-0. Have a heck of a football team. Might still be the best team in pro football. So let's dive in today, 215-592-9494. Simple question, John, for you, James, Ree, and everyone today at 215-592-9494. I'm curious if you think we the collective, maybe me individually, maybe we the collective as a show, as a station, as a town, have we been too hard on them on the early goings of the season? They are 2-0, but sort of like the Phillies in the first 5 months of the season, a lot of critical phone calls and not as many praiseworthy phone calls. John, have we been too hard on them?
Absolutely, Joe. You have been especially.
I've been hard on them. I have been hard
team.
On them. Yeah.
We are an undefeated team. We are the world champs. We take everyone's best shot, and I think right now we all as Eagle fans we have a right to be frustrated by the pace that the offense has sort of come along. But we have the right to be fascinated and encouraged by the rate that the defense has ascended. The defense has done some amazing things in my mind. And this is just scratching the surface of what they can be. So let's bear that in mind. Let's bear in mind that the offense right now, man, we are adjusting to teams keying on the run game the way that they are. It's a back and forth, and I applaud our quarterback for the way that he is somehow able to manage his desire to go and just chew up yardage. He is so conservative, and he chooses not to take risks at times that I would find it very difficult not to just chomp at some of these chances.
Yeah.
That's not the way he's been rolling. More power to him. But this...
Let me tell you something about Jalen, John. He's got a dollar in his pocket. You tell him, you flip that coin, you lose it, you lose the dollar. You lose the flip. You lose a dollar. You win the flip, you win 100. You don't do the flip.
Yes.
He is conservative, man. But you know what? It has led to a lot of winning.
In so many ways.
Right.
It really does mean that we are going to always err to the side of protecting the football, of protecting the drive.
Well, you know what?
Protecting the win. We will win with this man under center.
Here's something Baldy said yesterday, which is interesting, and we'll play this audio. He thinks it stems in large part from the team around Jalen and the Eagles often having the lead. Not always having the lead, of course. But essentially, Jalen plays to the team and to the moment as defined by score, talent with him, and talent or lack thereof against him. And then he didn't say these exact words, but that's essentially what the meaning was, that he reads the situation and is comfortable with it. And he's obviously comfortable with it. It's what he does. And look, he's very good at that. I mean, I've said before, and I used this term last year, I've used this term over the last couple of years, I think he's a game manager. A lot of people see that as a criticism. I actually mean it in many ways as a compliment. I think he's an excellent game manager. Now, do I wish he would open it up more? I do. Do I think he could be better? Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. And we've seen him be better, obviously. I am disappointed out of the gate that he didn't start stronger. I mean, he started strong, very strong, in the first half of the first game, but since then hasn't played as well. I was hoping after the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl that he would soar more consistently. Now, look, it's very early. It's only been two games. It's only been four halves. So it's too early to know for sure. I will say this. To answer the question that I posed, and you know, you can weigh in at 215-592-9494 to assess if you think, you know, we, all of us, have been, you know, or most of us, too hard on the Eagles. I will say yes on that out of the gate 2 weeks into the season. Do I think we've been too hard? Yes, because I do think we do. Like, I woke up in a good mood. I'm in a good mood, John. Let me tell you why I'm in a good mood. We're about to have October. I got a very good or great baseball team. I'm still not quite ready to say definitively great. But they damn well might be.
Which is hilarious, because I'll say great, and at the start of the season, that was flipped.
It was flipped. And they certainly can win the World Series, all right? So I wake up with that good mood. I wake up in a good mood with my football team. I mean, look, we're going to have Jason Kelce in here in an hour and a half. We're going to talk about the Eagles and the Rams. I feel like Kelce played the Rams a bunch. Felt to me like he always beat the Rams. Like, they had a lot of good Rams, with two Rams wins last year, you know, Eagles against the Rams. I know the Rams got him in the COVID year, but more often than not, the Eagles are beating the Rams. I'm in a good mood with my football team. I'm in a good mood with my baseball team. And I do think we have been hard on the football team this year. Now, let me say this. We should be hard to an extent. The offense has been flat. Been flat. It's not a flat tire. I can't drive the car, but it's a flat tire. My car's not going as fast as I expected. And that's true. And I'll say it. But have I and some of us at times lost sight of the fact, still have won both games, still going to be a favorite this week, and probably next week, and probably the next week? Yeah, we do lose sight of that. So I think it's fair to say that we have probably been too hard on them, even though some heart is required, and is okay, and I'll stand by it. But a little too hard, yeah. I'll say, yeah. James, what do you think?
Oh, I think way too hard. Look, I said, you know, I've been saying for years that I thought the first month of the season, teams were playing themselves into shape, getting on the same page with each other. Last year, we saw it in the most like dramatic way possible. Week 5, the Eagles beat the Browns, and people want Nick Sirianni fired. Like, do we forget we were less than a year ago? Like, they're 2-0. I didn't expect everything to look all crisp and ready. They didn't play in the preseason. Like, I think we keep forgetting each year that they're going to look ugly to start the season. but they're going to play themselves into. Like, right. I have confidence that they're going to look better as the season goes on because
Let me. Okay, Ben, boy, did you come right in my wheelhouse. Here's my easy retort on
that. 2023?
1,000%.
Yeah, of course. But again, the
we just
watched them win the Super Bowl.
No, I understand that.
They've earned a little bit of grace in the first month of the season.
That's fair. That's fair. But let me say something I am really tired of out of the gate. Do I think it's fair to say that they're more sluggish because it just started and they didn't do hard in training camp with preseason games? Yes. But I also don't think all these other teams are going, you know, balls to the wall. So I think there should be an evening out where the Eagles' offense should be further along than this, I think. And I
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I also think, like, for all the talk of, well, I saw my team do it last year, therefore, you know, they can again or they will again. I mean, they might not.
No, of course. My point is that we saw last year that they deserve a month before we jump all over them and say, this is a huge problem. This is not going to work. This offense is bad.
What about Dallas? I'm just curious.
What about Dallas?
Dallas's defense. Do they deserve benefit of the doubt at your start?
So I think if it weren't for the rain delay, I think the Eagles put up 35 points in that first week game. Like, everything changed after that rain delay.
They moved the
ball on every single drive until the rain delay.
What about Kansas City?
I think Kansas City has an awesome defense. I think it's like a top 5 to 7 defense in the NFL. I don't know about the team. I think you underrate them. They're a playoff team. The AFC's bad. Like, I think the Chiefs are 100% making the playoffs. But again, like, I just think that we go too far too quickly. And with the, with the fact that until the rain delay, I thought Hurts was awesome.
He was.
So if we take the rain delay and say this is a weird thing that happened and no one looked good after it, like, one game, Hurts looked awesome. One, he didn't. And we're freaking out? Like, that's crazy to me. I think it's way over the top.
All right. So 215-592-9494 to react to all that. I'll say this. I'm not freaking out, but I'm frustrated because it does remind me of the slog of last year. And while it netted out in the end for a title and his best ball at the end of the year, it may not this year. It might not. And it won't surprise me if it doesn't, frankly. So I don't want to see them miss an opportunity when they still have a hell of a roster. John, to your point, the defense is not getting enough discussion. They have been outstanding. They deserve more talk. They deserve more praise. Howie deserves more praise for changing the guys on the fly. Fangio deserves praise for, you know, being Fangio. But I do wish the offense was better, and I'll stand by that. And I don't equivocate on that.
I retweeted something.
Yep.
2003. Do you remember 2003?
Remember it all.
We were so worried.
At 2-3?
0-2, right?
Well, 0-2 and 2-3, yeah.
This people worried about Jalen. People worried now about Jalen not having a touchdown pass through two games. Let me remind you, back in 2003, Donovan McNabb had zero touchdown passes until week 5.
That's incredible.
Week 5.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And in that week 5, it was to me the first touchdown pass of the season.
That's something.
Was week 5.
Well, that's an interesting fact. All right, look.
What did we do that season?
Well, you went 12-4. Yeah,
that was a good team.
It was a great team. It's a great football team.
A little bit slow getting
one
started.
Seed?
Slow in, getting started and slow and slow
respect.
Ending. No, actually two.
Oh, were they the two?
Because the Rams lost and that opened up the NFC Championship game.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that. You're right. Yeah.
All right, look. 215-592-9494. Too hard on the Eagles. On point. Kind of reminds me a little bit, not entirely, but a little bit, when Cole Hamels was being dogged early in April of 2009 after having been the World Series MVP in 2008, team had won the World Series. But we were right that he wasn't looking sharp. And
totally deserved it.
Well, in the he moment, didn't deserve he, to didn't. Get, he didn't yeah. deserve to
no,
get booed opening day.
I never said
day.
He deserved to get booed, but he deserved the criticism.
As the pattern set in, I agree with you, Rhea.
It was a pattern. It was noticeable early.
It was. No, that's right. Not too hard on the Eagles, yes or no? Let us know. What do you make of it? Offense has got a lot more talk, but the defense has been excellent. No question. All right, 215-592-9494. Of course, the cynic would say, if CeeDee Lamb catches the balls and Travis Kelce catches that one ball, Eagles could be 0-2, and that is true. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Brandon kicks us off. Brandon, good morning, buddy.
What's going on, morning crew? How are we doing?
Doing fine, buddy.
Hey, Joe, listen. I need you to relax a bit, buddy.
I am relaxed.
Relax, buddy.
When I'm not relaxed, I'll say this.
Carson stinks!
That's me not relaxed.
And that's a true and accurate statement. that Carson does stink. Listen, the boys
Carson's
are going to figure
playing
it out.
This week, right?
Yeah. Say it again, Brandon.
The boys, the offense is going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out, right? We've seen this before, whether it's the O-line going in and saying to the coaching staff, we need to make a move here, run the ball more, or we have to, you know, Jalen comes out and has a crazy breakout game and comes to the podium and goes, that's what you wanted to see, right? They're going to figure it out. We'll be good. We'll be relaxed. We're good, Joe. We're good.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think they can run it more than they have. Like, I hear you on the adjustment last year. I mean, what would be talking it more to run? Now, here's the one thing, Brandon, they can do. I got to say this, because Nick was asked about it in the press conference yesterday. It was a really good question. And it reminded me they haven't gone to this bag yet, nor should they much. Jalen's designed runs. So, you know, you may remember, Brandon, after they had success in 22, I was very clear entering 23, thinking, heck, this guy's going to be a quarterback here for 10 years. He's really young. He's really good. And I said, hey, make sure you protect him and don't have him running as much as last year and running, you know, 6 to 8 times a game design runs. And they did actually kind of start talking him away a little bit. He faltered. So I thought last year they found a good balance. Here's my point.
He was more healthy last year.
He was healthier last
year.
Yeah,
you could see it.
Here's my point, Brandon. They can't win the Super Bowl week 3, but they could have a hell of a problem if he was out for the year. So I do think they are very judicious in picking their spots, and I think that's wise.
I would agree. I would agree. I would also agree that, you know, they're not going to let this A.J. Brown frustration fester long, right? We've been down that road last year.
Got to get him the ball. Got to get him the ball.
Yeah, you got to get him the ball. And I think everybody in that locker room is very aware that they don't want to go down that road.
All right, Brandon, good call out of the gate. So let me ask you guys a question. Because off the top of my head, I don't know, but I think the answer is zero. Can you guys remember non-tush push, non-quarterback scramble Jalen run this year?
He scrambled a lot against the
Cowboys. I don't think there are any design, though.
That's
in
what
that
I mean.
Game.
Yeah. I didn't notice any.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think
I've seen any, no. And there were a couple spots where I thought they were going to do one. Like, there was a third and one where they got in the shotgun at one, or third and three or something. I'm like, oh, they're going to do a draw here. Yeah. Like, it looked like it, and they didn't. No, I haven't
noticed
any. Because
it opens up a lot when they do. It opens up his running. It opens up his passing. It opens up Saquon's running. John, I remember you referenced earlier in the show when you guys were 0-2 and 0-3, and I specifically remember Donovan hadn't run much, and of course he'd come off the ankle injury the prior year, and there was some thought that he was looking at that point in his career to be, you know, careful, and it was smart to an extent, but I remember week 3, early in the game, he busted it up the gut against the Buffalo Bills for about a 40-yard run, and I remember it was like, all right, it's still there, he can do it, they can do it, they should do it. And it did start opening up a little more. Because those first couple of years, Donovan was running for like $650 a year. And then he started tucking it away, and all of a sudden the offense wasn't as good. And it's like, well, no wonder.
He didn't want to run as much.
Didn't want to run as much. Yeah. And it didn't matter in 04 because T.O. was there, and it's like, all right, we got T.O. and Brian Westbrook's, you know, early prime. But, you know, here's what we all know. Jalen is at his best, and this offense is at its best when there are some design Jalen runs.
Petula was
That's
asked
a
about
fact.
It.
That's a fact.
And he said they're coming. We'll see.
Yeah. And John, you know, I get why they are careful with it. I mean, think of it this way. They haven't done it, which means
careful.
They haven't. Yeah, but it's part of them also.
Yeah.
They gave him a $250 million contract. Hey, buddy, be careful. You know, we want you for more than six games. But, you know, so, and look, and James, this is probably your overarching point today, if I had to guess. And yet they're still 2-0.
Yeah. Honestly, right? I thought they didn't play. That was, like, when they finished that Chiefs game, my tweet that I put out, my thought was, the Eagles didn't even play very well, and they went in Arrowhead and won a game that Mahomes and Reed had to have. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Like I told you, I'm in a good mood today, man.
You're spinning it all around, saying we were too hard on it. I love it.
I love it, too. Hey, you know what it calls for? It calls for this. Right there. All right. All right. Good morning to you. So Lizardo not that sharp last night. Bats were even worse. And it's a turn-the-page game. It's all right.
Rob Thomson thought he pitched really well. It's like, Rob, come on.
Stop. All right. It's funny you say that, Rick, because I have one of those questions I truly don't know the answer to, and I'm curious what people think.
I think I know the answer.
About our fighting Phils.
Mm.
James, how do you know the answer if I haven't even said the question?
I got a guess.
You have a guess.
Is it our Twitter poll question?
It is our Twitter poll.
Well, then I have an answer.
Okay, well then.
I know what the Twitter poll is.
Shut the hell up on it until I say it on the air. My God.
It was a tease. I'm saying I know.
It was a bad tease.
I didn't say what the question is.
All right, here's the question. I want all Phillies fans and Philadelphia sports fans to put those thinking caps on to try to assess. Because this could come into focus in about two and a half weeks. And I'm really curious what you, and because it is our Twitter poll question of the day today. Here's the question. Is Rob Thomson, who has the second best record of the National League, and I think second best record overall, James?
Second best record overall.
Wow,
correct.
That's amazing. And obviously it's, you know, 4 years and four playoffs. I mean, that's, you know, he's the first Phillies manager ever to do that. Him and Sirianni are maybe the only two managers in the history of Philly sports to do it. I mean, what do I know? But they probably are. All right, so the question is this. Is his job definitely safe regardless of the outcome of the playoffs? John? Is his job definitely safe regardless of the outcome of the playoffs? You know what a bad mood people have been in most this year. You know it's netting out to a team that's going to probably win 95 to 97 games. By the way, they got to win 9 straight to win 100, which they won't do, but they'll be somewhere between 95 to 98. So, John, what's your gut feeling tell you? Because some people might say, well, what a ridiculous question. The guy's going to have a great record, and if they lose, you know, players won't hit. But he's also screwed it up in the postseason. We know the owner really wants a World Series. John, gut feeling, is his job definitely safe regardless?
I can tell you're
squirming. I know.
I don't think it's a regardless. I can't say that with 100% certainty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like he is very safe.
Unless he completely screws it up, like really, he really screws it up. That's where you're at.
It's going to have to be extenuating circumstances.
No, I understand
in
that
a big way.
I think a lot of people would agree
with
you.
He's going to have to perform in a way that that's very unexpected.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So look, it is
because he has been outstanding himself.
I think so too.
Been outstanding. Yeah. The job he has done has been wonderful. I mean, he's a big part of why the team is where they are, and I think they're going to continue to be sharp. They are peaking, I believe, when it matters.
But, John, you know how mad people will be in 2 weeks if they lose in the first round they play in. And look,
totally.
I think of a guy like Tony Dungy.
But I don't think that they will. I have confidence.
Well, okay, but they might. I mean, and guys, Dungy is the ultimate example. Took a team that wasn't winning much ever, Tampa Bay, gets in the playoffs, you know, 3-4 times, knocking on the door, can't get it. By the way, nice guy. Rob Thomson, nice guy. Can't get over the hump. And then the owner's like, I'm sick of it. I want a different edge. And he got one bringing in Gruden. All right, so Rhea, the Twitter poll question today, and again, this goes for, because we're talking a lot of Eagles today. Obviously, the Birds getting ready for the Rams and Eagles so far, and have we been too hard on them? You know, really the main thing we've been going with, obviously, at 215-592-9494. But I'm fascinated for you to weigh in, because we do have about a week and a half or so before the playoffs start. Philly's more like 2.5 weeks. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the 7,500 Federal EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question, Rhea, is Topper's job next year safe regardless of the outcome of the playoffs, yes or no?
No. I mean, if they go out in the first round, I mean, you know John Middleton. He's He's very much like a WIP caller at times. and he's admitted it.
He's from here.
He's one of us with a billion more dollars.
That's right. Couple billion.
Yeah,
probably.
Couple billion. I apologize for undercutting
not,
you, John.
Not a billion.
Yeah. My bad. If they lay an egg in the first round of the playoffs, I don't think he's safe.
All right, James, do you agree with these two?
I think there's a 0% chance Rob Thompson will be fired after this season. I don't care what happens in the playoffs. I think he has a lock to be back. I think he might win manager of the year. Brewers guy. He has the highest winning percentage in the history of the Phillies of anyone who's managed more than 30 games. Like, I get it, and he has had some bad playoff moments. I don't think that Topper and Dombrowski think about it that way. You've talked a lot about you get to the playoffs each year, you try and break through. Like, this guy's won back-to-back NL East titles. I honestly think it is 0% no matter what happens in the playoffs. That's my belief.
So I'm with John and Rhea on this one. I think it's a low percentage. I think we all know it's probably a pretty low percentage. I think it'll take a screw-up. I think it's more about a managerial screw-up than a perception that he's too easy on the guys.
I agree with that.
And he has had some whoppers of managerial screw-ups in the playoffs. The Wheeler thing and the Kimbrel thing especially.
Oh, 100%.
And last year there was some questionable stuff, you know, not bringing in one of the starters as a reliever to, you know, bridge that fourth, you know, that game four. Sometimes over-relying on Rojas in the postseason. Now that's not going to be a factor this year. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, he's had moments where it's like, holy hell, this feels like an all-frickin'-timer. Not a Mitch Williams Game 6 of the World Series all-timer. But, like, you know, I didn't like some of those moves. And I love Rob Thompson. And, of course, I want him to be here. I want things to work out. And he's done a lot more good than bad. A lot more good than bad. But it's why I want to drill down with you today. Because, look, we are now in get-ready-for-the-playoff mode. Let's be real about this. I mean, we know what's going to happen. The Phillies are going to be a better seed than the Dodgers. They may or may not be a better seed than the Brewers. They're going to play on the Saturday, October 4th. Playoffs begin for the Phillies, and they're either going to play a round two or three, and we're all going to react. We're up in heaven or down in hell based on the outcome. And then the Rob Thompson's job will come into scrutiny if he's down and if we're all down in hell. So what do you think as we sit here today, safe or not, no matter what? Let us know. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Keith calling from Germantown right now. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hi, Keith.
I'm good. Good morning to y'all. I'm just calling about the Eagles, and I'm just seeing all of the controversy they having with the church push and everything like this. But I'm saying like this. They said that they could do that, and I feel like if the other teams can't do it, they feel like it's some type of way because now, you know, Eagles are really using it now and it's really being effective in these last two games. And I think that, you know, I feel like other teams shouldn't get mad. I think that y'all should come and try to perfect it because they said that the Eagles can use it. So I don't think other teams or other people should get mad at it.
Well, look, I mean, people that hate it are going to get mad. Players that have to deal with it on the other side might get mad, but what they got to do is channel that and stop it. That's really your point. Obviously, they get frustrated. I mean, John, as a defensive player, you'd probably be frustrated. Because, you know, so here's part of why there's so much about it that I think is unfair. I'll be that guy. I'll say it. So take what Chris Jones did the other day when he tried to jump on top of Jalen. And then, you know, he just went for a ride, basically. Uh-huh. So you can't go that way. We've seen that proven over the last couple of years. John, you've talked about it a lot. It basically doesn't work. But the other flip side is if you go low, and Keith, this has been one of my arguments, anti-tush push for the last couple of years. If guys go low, which is ordinarily the way to, you know, win the battle on the tackle, Jalen can just ride on top of the guys because his knee's not going to be down. And then he just kind of rides on top of their bodies, gets a little push, gets the extra half yard or yard, and gets the first down. That's like maybe why I think it's like fundamentally unfair to involve the push. Because it lets him crowd surf over Chris Jones if he goes low. That's my argument.
And I believe that you're right. And the funny thing about it is that I think that right now to the point, you have to go back to the chalkboard to find out how you can stop it if you are a team. You got to find out how to stop it because they're going to use it at least two or three times in a football game.
Well, Keith, two things. You got to stop it if you're the other 31 teams. You got to develop it on offense if you're the other 31 teams. And listen, maybe all the factors of, and we've talked about this, why the Eagles are so good at it, maybe that just rules the day. But I can't
they
imagine.
They apparently do it 2 days a week. They work on the tush yeah. push. They spend 2 days a week like taking time to
sure.
work on it.
And James, to that point, I can't imagine the other teams can't be pretty good at it if they freaking try.
I agree with you. I think that's a big part of it.
I do too.
Yeah.
And listen, maybe not with Kyler Murray, okay?
No.
But there are enough, and Keith, good calls. A good call. There's enough quarterbacks, that, you know, with some
Josh
heft.
Allen should be more successful.
Yes, well, he is, actually.
He wasn't in the AFC Championship game.
I know, but they have had they've had a lot of success. They're,
yeah, but they just yeah. were I know, really
got,
bad at it.
They
in
got
game.
Steinman in that game. Who should be good at it? Aaron Rodgers should be good at it. He probably doesn't want to run it.
Oh, there's no chance.
Yeah,
Aaron,
no.
absolutely.
But he's a big guy.
I don't think he wants to get hit, period.
Any of these quarterbacks are a lot bigger than you'd think.
Yeah, like, but Russell like Wilson's guy, on the smaller side.
Okay, but a guy like Matthew Stafford
like
is
Dak.
A bigger person.
Dak should be able to do it, yes.
Dak
should be able to do it.
But Stafford's
Dak's
had back
30.
Issues. I doubt they're going to try that
one. Oh, yeah, not with Stafford. He's 30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seven.
No.
But the size, they got the reach, they got the height, they got the length. These are big people. But they stand next to the giant offensive
right.
line
and
all the time.
They look smaller.
So you never realize
Penix,
it.
Like how that guy should be able to run it. He's huge, that guy.
I like
Penix.
Him.
Me too.
I like Penix. All right, well look, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets, Adam Sandler. Is going to be in town. Well, maybe he's in town right now, but he's going to be doing something tomorrow here at Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win them today. It's his You're My Best Friend tour. I mean, Adam Sandler, I'm not your best friend, but I wouldn't mind being. I mean, it'd be
Seems
pretty
like
cool.
a good gig, man.
Yeah, put you in a movie. Like a
travel
yeah, you just go to all the sites and stuff. And then...
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a big Sandler guy. He's awesome. So, look, you can see Sandler, obviously, in town tomorrow. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. You
he's
can
a
also...
good athlete, Joe.
He can
Sandler.
Hoop.
Loves
I don't
know
that. He can
true?
Hoop. Have you never seen
pretty
videos of...
Athlete.
Oh, he can hoop. Yeah.
He can beat me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might be a good... No, I honestly, I think it would be a good matchup.
He's
but...
pretty good. Like, I mean,
so am I.
I know.
Yeah, you guys
big
are
basketball
pretty James. Skilled.
Thank you.
Like, the videos I've seen of Sandler playing basketball are shockingly impressive.
No, I think it might be an interesting game. You guys are probably similarly sized, and you guys, I don't know.
The thing I'm really frustrated.
Fun to watch,
the thing
I
with
think.
The Fritz thing, I'm frustrated. I mean, other than the fact that it didn't happen, is I got to get in shape again.
Yeah, you got to redo the whole thing.
I mean, I got to redo it, the whole thing. I even freaking swam laps one night. Because the shin splints were hurting, and I got
you
the
were so committed.
I was really committed.
I know you were.
I swam 20 laps. I mean, I can't swim.
No,
so
but you doggy paddled.
I doggy paddled.
Yeah, that's it's a still workout.
It was like every once in a while I put my feet down, took a moment. No, I did. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be
doggy
honest.
Doggy paddled.
I did.
Had my daughter at swim class last night. Same thing. You know, they were doing the laps, but every once in a while they just stopped.
But it was still a legit cardio workout. I mean,
it is, dude. She was gassed after.
I mean, it probably would be easier to. Swim normal style than doggy paddle. I mean,
you would think
you're
doggy
right,
style takes longer.
No, you're right.
It would be.
All right. Look, 215-592-9494.
Okay, economy of motion.
Rhea, thank you, Rhea. Thank you very much.
It's really sad that I now get you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. So here's the deal, guys. You got a shot to win the Sandler tickets. You also got a shot to. to win in my book. All right, win my book. It's called Amazing. It's called The Best of Philly Sports. Amazing moments and stories in Philadelphia sports history. It is available for purchase right now on Amazon.com, so feel free to get it there if you are inclined. Well, let's give you a chance to win these prizes today on our show, and here's how. John, I'm going to ask you, James, Ree, and everyone listening, what is satisfying? And I'm going to tell you why. Because I woke up today, I told you, I'm in a good mood. I'm in a good mood because I'm very satisfied. Well, I'm not entirely satisfied with the Eagles' offense.
You're already turning back on
it. Yeah, yeah. But I do like that we've got a 2-0 team and about to win 97-win team. And, you know, both have a shot to win a title. It's satisfying knowing that so often one of our teams maybe just squeaks into the playoffs but really isn't a title threat. We got a double burger of title threats. That's very satisfying. Now, I'll ask you today at 215-592-9494, what else is satisfying? By the way, I'm going to be a little bit of a stickler because I think there's a difference between satisfying and what makes you happy.
Or enjoyable
similar.
Or sure. Yeah, I agree with
very
you.
Very similar. Let me give you satisfying. I'm going to be that guy. I'm a Christian, but I'm going to step out of the comfort zone of how I was raised, and I'm going to tell you for me what is satisfying. This is from the heart. This is honest. When something bad happens to someone I don't like,
wow.
That is satisfying.
That is
no. That is satisfying.
That is not anything I expected.
Now I'm not looking for death. You know, I'm not looking for something horrible.
You're looking for karma.
You're
I'm
just a little.
If
you, know?
If you do something to me,
pretty.
And the world, you know, like that to me, that's satisfying.
Righteous.
Yes. You know. All right. That to me is the definition of satisfying. All right. 215-592-9494. What is satisfying, John Ritchie, to you?
My chili this time of year is extremely satisfying.
I agree with you, man.
That's an answer, sure.
Smoked soups in the winter, that kind of stuff.
Into the top. Yeah. Very, very spicy. I've grown beautiful jalapenos in my garden.
Yeah.
Slicing them thin and layering those in there with the cheese.
I'm impressed.
It's going to be so great.
You know, it's a great answer. And apropos, as the weather starts turning a little colder, which I totally dig. Seltzer, what's satisfying?
I'm happy you did the clarification thing because not all movies are satisfying just because you like them and enjoy them. But when I was sitting in the theater after waiting 40 years or whatever, and Glenn Powell goes, "Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, this is your savior speaking," I've never felt so satisfied sitting in a movie theater with a movie than Top Gun Maverick. That was satisfying.
Well, and part of it was, for a lot of people, it was the first major movie post-COVID.
That too, yep,
yeah,
that too.
Which was nice. It was a long time coming there. Rhea, what's satisfying?
My first cup of coffee every morning.
Your first cup of coffee. Okay.
I make my own coffee. When I set it up at night, I'm already looking for it. And I don't drink coffee after like 4:30 a.m.
Yep.
So I literally am already looking forward to it, and I love it.
All right. Look, give us big answers. There's a lot of answers out there. What is satisfying? 215-592-9494. By the way, Life Advice with the Hammer coming up at 9:15 today. Get those scenarios in Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do you need some help with, some life advice with? I'll give you some good advice. Hopefully good advice. Coming up in a couple hours. All right, let's go to the phones. Eagles, have we been a little too hard on them? And Phillies, do you think Rob Thomson's job is definitely safe, regardless of if they get bounced early in the playoffs? Nick in Bucks County. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, team. John, I love chili. I love making chili. Throw a can of pumpkin puree in the chili next time. It's delicious.
Ooh, what an awesome idea. Yeah, I like experimenting with the different proteins, you know, like you can do all sorts of, you know, more exotic meat and that sort of thing. But that idea, the pumpkin puree, this time of year, I mean, everything's great pumpkin-y. I never thought to do the chili pumpkin-y.
I make it like that every time now. It's so good.
Great idea. Thank you.
So quick Phillies point, and then I have to ask a question. If we keep swinging at third strike balls the way we did last night, it's going to be a very short playoff. They can't swing at these pitches. It looked like Cassidy was golfing instead of
Look, he's generally overmatched, and there's nothing new with that. You know what struck me, Nick? I actually looked after the game because I was seeing how low his numbers are. There's a lot of guys whose numbers aren't different than him. I mean, I think Cassidy has a slugging that's like even higher than JT. And it's incredible because these guys have been hitting, not these guys Cassidy lately, but these guys, other guys have been hitting. But I will tell you, Nick, my great concern for the playoffs is that they will revert back offensively to what they were, you know, for 4.5 months or so. I mean, I know that's still in there. And, man, they need 3 or 4 extra guys beyond the main three to step up and hit. Lately they have. I hope they do in the postseason.
If they play like this, they're a World Series team for sure. But
well, if they play the way they've been playing the last 3 weeks or so, sure.
Absolutely, yeah. So real quick, and I want to ask permission first before I give a shout-out to this charity, but I have some advice to ask. So this weekend on Saturday, I'm a keynote speaker in front of more people than I've ever spoken in front of before. It's anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 people.
Wow, good for you, buddy. Where at?
Yeah, I'm sharing a very vulnerable story. I'll be talking about my story as a veteran and struggles coming home and how I got out of that struggle to get to the point where I'm at today. It's a powerful story. It's important, but it's also very vulnerable. So my question for you guys is, how do you calm your nerves in front of that many people when you're first getting ready? I know you and John have some experience with that. So,
well, I asked that question to Brian Westbrook in 2008, actually 2009. And he said to me, and I've heard this line before, he said, just get up there and think like everyone you're looking at is all naked.
And I've heard that
really,
before.
Really? Yeah. That's the cliche when you're growing up, you hear that.
Marsha Brady said it in the Brady Bunch.
I've heard it like that. I've just never heard anyone actually really say it. Wow, that's fascinating.
And that was the first time I got in front of a group that big. Here's another thing, Nick.
Really? I can't believe it.
So the first time I emceed an event, Don Tolleson, who had emceed a lot of events, said to me, he said, don't overreach with jokes and stuff. Now, yours is probably going to be different in nature with the nature of what you're talking about. But he was saying, don't overreach. Like, if you can nail it, nail it. But it's better to just hit the single and the double than go for the home run and flop.
I think that's a great piece of advice. Yeah. I really do.
So I would say, you know, and Nick, especially with it being your first time at that level, don't be afraid to not fully go for it. Like, you're going to do great. Tell your story. Tell it from the heart. And know that you're going to move people. And if you stumble once or twice, then you stumble once or twice. It's okay.
I think it's great advice.
It really is. I appreciate that.
Sure.
So can I give a shout out to the event real quick?
Sure, please do.
Okay, so it's called the Recovery Walks, and it's down at the Navy Yard, so we'll be able to see the link from there. It's Saturday morning, 9:20. The program will kick off at 9 a.m. My wife's going to sing the national anthem to kick things off. And it's raising money for people in recovery to support services for people in recovery. So
that's great.
A great cause.
Well, Nick, we thank you for your service and what you're doing with that event. That's wonderful. Nick, give me an answer. What's satisfying?
Hey, driving into work and hitting every green light on the way in.
What a good answer, dude. Yes, it
good is. Good answer. You can really ride that wave on Broad Street sometimes. I mean, you can really.
Oh, yeah.
You got to not go too fast. You go too fast, you're going to mess it up.
But you can roll late at night.
I know.
Yeah,
I know. Beautiful. You go like 27, 33 miles an hour, just kind of nice little pace.
I know exactly what time to leave my house to hit every single light. And it will take me 5.5 minutes to get here.
Ray, it's legit.
Oh, yeah, it's legit.
It's
I don't speed. I know exactly what time. And if I miss it.
And what is that miles per hour?
I'm going from South Philly, and then I get right on the Schuylkill.
30?
So,
oh, well, once you get on the Schuylkill.
Yeah, once I get on the Schuylkill.
Washington Avenue, you can do it a bit, too. There are spots you can go for a while.
Yep,
it's great.
You just cruise. All right, up ahead, the audio of Chris Jones and Saquon and more. It's good stuff. We'll play you that from what the NFL released from Sunday's game. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
So you know how everyone's always talking about getting their house ready for colder weather? Well, one of the things you can do is replace your windows. I did it to protect my home from the summer heat. Now it's time to protect your home from the cold.
You know, John, so many people forget that. You've got those old drafty windows, maybe even have those cheap ones that came with the house. They are just killing your energy bill. And that's why we both went with Window Nation. They don't just sell windows, they are the experts, and I'm talking top quality, energy efficient windows that actually work.
Window Nation are experts who have installed over 2 million windows. They'll have your new windows in place in a day or less. It's so quick, you barely even notice they were there. Trust me on this one.
And their latest offer is huge. When you buy 2 windows, you get 2 free, and you don't have to pay a thing for 2 full years. No down payment. No monthly payments, no interest until 2027. They're actually coming to my home this afternoon to replace one of my windows. Go to windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION to get your free estimate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.